Es kann sich in der Sprache sagen, wenn wir heute mit Sechdes Chesubes Daf Samach Gimel. Sagt der Mishnah, if a woman rebels against her husband, we deduct 7 dinners from her Chesubah for each week that she rebels. Rebbe Yehuda said, we deduct 7 trapaiken. See what that means. Until what point do we deduct? It's until he has deducted the amount of the full Chesubah. Rabbi Yossi says he keeps on deducting. So that if she receives an inheritance from say her father, whatever it is, he takes from that as well. Similarly, Zakh the Mishnah, if a man rebels against his wife, we add to her Chesubah 3 dinners for every week of rebellion. Rabbi Yehuda says we add 3 trapaiken. Frekt Gemara, in what way is the woman mentioned in the Mishnah rebellious? In what way is she, how is she rebelling? So Rav Huna says, it's talking about she refuses to have tashmish. Rav Yaisi says, it's talking about that she refuses to do any work. Frekt Gemara, the Mishnah says that the same halacha applies to a husband who is rebellious. This doesn't mean, it doesn't, now according to Rav Yaisi, who says that that the woman, when it says rebellious, means she refuses to work, it doesn't make sense because a man is not obligated to work for his wife. Gemara says it can refer to a man where he says, I will not support my wife. That's what it means, rebellious husband. Fekmar Rav said that a husband who refuses to support has to divorce his wife and pay her ksuba. And if our mission is discussing this case, why does it say that we begin adding each week to his ksuba obligation? You have to divorce her and give her a ksuba. The Gemara says, even according to Rav, we first try to convince him to begin supporting her, and then if that doesn't work, then we make him divorce her and give her the ksuba. But it's during that time that we're trying to convince him that we are adding to his ksuba obligation, and that's what is referred to in the Mishnah. In fact, Gemara, a braisa says that a woman can get the status of being rebellious whether she's an arusa, a nesua, a nida, whether she's sickly or a shemeres yavam. Now this makes sense according to Rav Huna, because even a sickly woman can have tashmish. However, she can't work, so this is a problem. According to Rabbi Yossi, where it says all agree that a woman who refuses tashmish is considered rebellious. The machlekes is only whether a woman who refuses to do work is also considered to be a rebellious woman. Zok de Gemara, the Braisa that was quoted earlier, said if a wife rebels, we take off 7 dinners per week from her ksuba. Rabbi Yehuda says that we take off 7 trapaiken. The Rabbanon later decided that instead of this, we announce her behavior in public for 4 weeks in a row. After that, we just take away her entire ksuba. This is so whether she's an arusa, an asua, a nida, a sickly woman, or a shemeres yavam. If she's a nida, she can't have tashmish. So why is she rebellious by saying she won't have tashmish? He answered, the fact that the husband knows she's acting like that makes it harder for him to handle not having tashmish even while she's a nida. Rabbi Bachama said, the public announcements are made in the shuls and the batei midrashos. Also, Bezin lets her know before the announcements that they're going to make these announcements, and after the announcements that they made the announcements, and that also that she stands to lose her ksuba. They let her know before and after that she stands to lose her ksuba. Rav Nachman Rav Chisda said that halacha follows the Rabbonon. Rava said that we don't pass them like that. Rather, we use the methods described in our Mishnah. Amemar said, a woman is considered to be rebellious only if she says that she wants to remain married. I just want to bother my husband. I want to torment my husband. However, if she says that she doesn't want to be with him because he repulses her, then we do not force her to be with him. Marzutta says we force her even in that case as well. The Gemara brings two versions of a story, which ultimately shows that it's unclear whether a woman who has rebelled loses her rights to the clothing that was given to her. Because it's unclear, the halacha is that if she seizes the clothing, we can't take it away from her. If she did not, we don't give it to her. We wait 12 months before giving her the divorce, and during those 12 months, she does not get supported.